We all know that matters of the heart can be complicated, both in real life and on the page. But is there anything more intoxicating than falling in love? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels from a pair of real experts in the art of navigating the tricky terrain of romance and heartbreak. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. A love triangle among young literati has a long and complicated aftermath in the latest from Lily King called Heart the Lover. Until the very last page of the book, you won't know the narrator's real name, so we will call her Jordan, after the golfer in The Great Gatsby, which is what the guys call her. The guys are the stars of her 17th century lit class, Sam and Yash, and she starts dating Sam, who is a Baptist and an anything but celibate, then falls in love with his roommate and best friend Yash. Sam and Yash are house-sitting for a professor who's doing a year at Oxford, and Jordan is quickly drawn into their world. The title of the book, Heart the Lover, refers to an obscure card game they teach her called Sir Hingcomb Funnybuster. Heart the Lover is a nickname for the King of Hearts, and both the game and variations on the moniker recur as the novel spins through and past Jordan's senior year, then decades into the future. Lily King is a genius of love stories. Remember Euphoria, her Kirkus Prize winner? And her version of the campus novel is mostly sunny for the first half. But tragedies are on the way, as we know they must be, because nothing gold can stay, and these darn fictional characters seem to make the same kinds of stupid mistakes that real people do. Tender-hearted readers will soak the pages of the last chapter with tears. And it is at this point we learn that we faithful Lily King fans have met this character before. Another part of her life was the subject of King's previous novel, Writers and Lovers. As John Warner wrote in the Chicago Tribune, appreciating the way these two books are braided into the story of a life deepened my appreciation. The books could be read in any order, and if you're looking to feel your feelings, you should check them both out. I agree. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's follow-up to her great novel, Americana, delivers a big, juicy buffet of her signature themes. Men and women, love and heartbreak, race and sexual violence, the oddities of U.S. culture as seen through African eyes. Takes the form of a braided narrative starring four women. Chiamaka, an aspiring travel writer with a bad boyfriend. Her cousin Omelegar, who quits the highest echelon of Nigerian finance to pursue a master's in porn studies. Their friend Zakora, a lawyer in Washington, D.C., unmarried, childless, and miserable about it. And Kadiatu, once Chiamaka's housekeeper, now making it on her own in the States until she crosses paths with a ripped from the headlines VIP sexual predator, clearly modeled on Dominique Strauss-Kahn. As Ron Charles points out in the Washington Post, Adichie makes no effort to snap these four stories together neatly. Instead, the women interact and allude to one another naturally, allowing us to periodically register how they regard each other with sympathy or irritation, friendship or condescension. The reader is cast as an entranced eavesdropper, grateful just to listen in. I also appreciated Alexandra Jacobs' comments in the New York Times about Adichie's attention to the misuses of jargon. Reading her smack down mealy-mouthed English words like exploring and share, how lunch is grabbed and enjoyed rather than simply eaten, can be like watching a tennis star deliver ace after ace. The game is over before it started.
The books are Heart the Lover by Lily King and Dream Count by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.